Stark, this is a dictating on Victoria. Nofi. Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. Nofi is N-O-F-I. N as in Nancy. Nofi. N-O-F-I. F as in Frank. Nofi. Date of birth. 4-19-1945. Date of visit. 12-26-23. Three copy four. Reginald Shutaney. That is Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D. Shoot, S-C-H-U-T-T. Ain is A-I-N-E. Next, next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and cough. Next paragraph. Mr. President, tell us. This is a 78-year-old female who has been experiencing cough with whitish mucus production and wheezing as well as shortness of breath with activity. The patient has been treated for bronchitis, and a chest x-ray was done on 10/23/23, which showed no active lung infiltrate, but had mild scarring in the left base. The patient denies recent weight loss, and she denies any chest pains or hemoptysis, and no fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of breast cancer with right lumpectomy in 2010, and a history of hypertension since over 50 years. She also has borderline diabetes. She received radiation therapy for breast cancer following lumpectomy. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has peripheral neuropathy and has hyperlipidemia as well as arthritis of her extremities? Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and sulfur. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking denies smoking cigarettes, but she did smoke marijuana regularly for almost 30 years. No significant alcohol use. Next line, family history. Father died of heart disease and mother died of kidney failure. Next paragraph, med list included amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Metoprolol 25 milligrams BID. Famotidine 20 milligrams daily. HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily. And Prozac 60 milligrams a day. Meloxicam 7.5 milligrams daily. Xanax 0.5 milligrams HS. And Symbicort 80 by 4.5 micrograms, 1 puff BID. Albuterol inhaler, PRN. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue or fever. She has glaucoma, no cataracts. She has vertigo and hoarseness. chest shortness of breath and wheezing, denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, but has constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. She has anxiety with depression. She has no easy bruising, but has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities and memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. I'm sorry, no skin rash, but has some itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built. Elderly white female was alert. No acute distress. There was no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 by 70. Pulse 64. Respirations 20. Temps 97.6. Weight is 176. Saturation 97. On room air. HGNT had non-phthalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally. Heart the absence of regular S1 and S2. No S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema, there are mild varicosities. There's no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+. No gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, patient number 1. Chronic dyspnea. With COPD. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is peripheral neuropathy. And number 4, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study as well as a CT chest with contrast. She will also get a CBC and an IgE level and an ANA. And she will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN, and Brio. I'm sorry, not Brio, Symbicort. 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And follow up. And a copy of her recent blood work will be requested and a follow-up arranged in 3 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Reginald Schutain. Actually, the full name is Luc Marie, L-U-C, L as in Lancy, L-U-C-M-A-R-I-E, Marie, Reginald Schutain. Reginald Schutz, S-C-H-U-T-T, A-I-N-E, M-D. Thank you for this consultation. It's Dr. D'Souza.